4. Invitation.
Useful sentences.
1. Do you have plans for this afternoon?
2. Shall we meet at the bus station?
3. I'm terribly sorry, but I've already made arrangements for Friday.
4. That's a pity. What a shame. That's a shame.
5. Whenever is suitable for you.
6. Let's say 5 p.m.
7. I can pick you up at the hotel lobby.
8. What type of food do you like?
9. I can arrive at 6 o'clock.
10. I truly would like to come, but I am occupied that day.
11. Won't you join us?
12. We'd be glad if you could come.
13. I'm afraid I can't manage it.
14. Why don't you come round for a meal?
Fashion conversation.
Conversation 1.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mr. Hilton?
Yes, it is.
This is Ms. Zhang from New Star Conference Management.
Ms. Zhang, good to speak to you again. How can I help you?
Well, I'm wondering if you were free to have lunch tomorrow with some of my colleagues and I.
I'm afraid I'm busy then.
Oh, that's a shame. How about the day after tomorrow?
That should be okay, but I have a meeting at 2:30 p.m., so I can't stay for a long time.
Fine. Now, is there anything in particular that you would like to eat?
Not really. Anything's fine for me.
Well, there's a great Xinjiang barbecue restaurant next to your office. How about that one?
Oh, I know the one. I've been there before. It's really good.
It's settled then. We'll go there. Is 11:30 okay?
Yes, that's okay. Where do you want to meet?
I'll wait for you in the foyer of your office, if that's convenient.
Right. I'll see you there then. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Conversation 2.
Hello.
Hello, is that Miss White?
Yes.
This is Mr. Tong. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. And you?
Fine. Listen, are you free on Tuesday night? I'd like to invite you to dinner.
I'm terribly sorry, but I've already made arrangements for Tuesday.
That's a pity. How about Wednesday?
That would be fine.
Great. What time would you like to meet?
Whenever is suitable for you. I have no plans for that day.
Okay, let's say 6 p.m.
And where would you like to meet?
I can pick you up at the gate of your company. Also, what type of food do you like?
I'm not very familiar with Chinese cuisine. What can you recommend?
Well, have you heard of Peking duck? It's a local specialty.
Of course. Peking duck is world famous. I would love to try it.
Okay, let's have that then.
All right. Well, I'll see you later.
See you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Conversation 3.
We are just going around the corner for a drink. Won't you join us?
Well, I'd like to, but I'm not sure I have time.
Oh, come on. Just a quick one.
All right. Just a quick one.
Conversation 4.
Why don't you come around for a meal one evening next week?
I'd love to.
Which day would suit you?
Any day except Wednesday.
How about Friday?
Yes, Friday would be fine. What time shall I come?
Oh, about 6:30 p.m. Will that be okay?
Yes, of course. Thank you very much.
See you on Friday, then.
Conversation 5.
James, do you know if the cafeteria around the corner is open today?
Yes, they were open this morning when I came to work. They must have finished remodeling. Why do you want to know?
Well, I thought that maybe we could go there for lunch today. That is, if you haven't promised to go with someone else.
That'd be wonderful, Paula. But I hope you're in a better mood than you were this morning.
I'm sorry I was such a grouch. It must have been the weather. When it rains, I get depressed.
Forget it. I'll see you at 11 a.m. Conversation 6. Have you enjoyed your weekend?
Yes, it's been marvelous. It really was very kind of you to invite me. I hope it hasn't been too much trouble.
Not at all. We've really enjoyed having you. I hope you'll come and stay again next time when you're in Hangzhou.
Conversation 7.
Yes, I think we've covered most of the points.
Good. Are you going to be in Beijing for a few days?
Yes, until the beginning of next week.
Well, my husband and I have invited some friends for dinner tomorrow, and if you haven't any plans, we were wondering if you would like to join us.
That's very kind of you, Miss Gao. I'd be delighted to come. Rattling off. When the fight begins within himself, a man's worth something. R. Browning.
Life is unfair. You want to adapt it. Bill Gates.